do ask that you keep Brother Tony Slaughter in prayer, loss of his father, but it's a life of celebration. So we thank God for that and keep him in your prayers that the Lord would be with him. Amen? Amen. Praying that God would be with those that have suffered through the storm that we are going through right now, and we're asking the Lord to just bless us and keep us in his will. Amen? Amen. So we ask that you pray. Our meeting for the Vacation Bible School has been canceled for today. That was going to be held, but they're still having a sign-up. They're having a sign-up in the vestibule. So that we ask that you stop by, and Laurie Williams asked that you stop by and sign up for that. Amen? Also, My D's Soul Food. Everybody say, My D's Soul Food. They were going to have a special Sunday meal, but that's been pushed out to the 23rd, I think it is. So on the 23rd, they'll be having that special meal, and it's located at 8189 Wardrobe. They attend service here, so we're going to support our businesses. Amen? Amen. We're going to support that. That's going to be on next Sunday. Everybody say, next Sunday. Going to get us some Mardis. Amen. Want to welcome those that are joining online. We give God praise for you being here today. And we're asking the Lord to bless as we go through these services. We know that folks are facing some crisis and trials in their life, but God's still in charge. He's still in control. Also, we're going to be having a meeting getting ready for our community day, the Jason Saunders Car Show. That's going to be coming up on May 17th. Write that down in your calendar. But on the third Sunday after service, we're going to have a meeting just to get everybody on board. And that'll be on the fourth Sunday in this month, immediately after service. Robert, good to see you, bro. Amen. Robert's been having some challenges, but the Lord's been good to him. Amen. Good to see him in worship today. Y'all ready to have some church? I'm going to ask that you turn in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 2. Yeah, I like that song, I'll Be All Right. We also want to just give a thank you, that note that came from Peggy Davis. We'll put that up on the screens. DeWarren will have that up on the screens on next week. Peggy Davis sent a thank you to the church for praying for her during her time of health challenges. So we ask that you keep them in prayer. Brother Mel, we'll keep him in prayer. The Lord's brought him through. Continue to bless him. Amen? Amen. So continue to pray. Daniel chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be altered. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel heard that the law was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had before time. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated. I want to just share just a thought on preparing or praying to prepare for the lion's den. Praying to prepare for the lion's den. Let us pray. God, we thank you for blessing us to be in the house today. We ask that you would Bless us now and keep us in your grace and in your mercy. Lord, as we shall share this message, I pray that they would hear from you and not from man, that they would know that you are with them, that, Lord, you will guide them and keep them every step of the way. We give you thanks today, and we worship you for the amazing things that you've done down through our life, God. You have kept us every step of the way. And now, oh God, we're praying that you would continue to keep your hand upon us and bless us. We ask it in Jesus' precious names. Speak to our hearts. And Lord, let us go forth as your witnesses. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Before I get into this message, I just want to share that somebody has a birthday today. Amen. If it ain't you, don't wave your hand. Reverend Ray got a birthday today. Amen. Happy birthday, Reverend Ray. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven. So it's good to have birthdays now. Look at somebody, touch them, say, it's good to have birthdays. You try missing one, you're going to have a bad day. That's going to be a bad day. But happy birthday, Reverend Ray. I want us to learn some things today from the prayer life of Daniel. I think it would be perhaps understating to say that Daniel was a praying man. He was not a perfect man, but he was a praying man. Like all of us, we don't always meet the expectation of what we want to be, nor do we reach the level of what we could be. But if we keep on praying, my encouragement to you today is that you need to keep praying. If you ever give up on prayer, you are defeated. You are defeated because the battle is not yours. Let me say that again. The battle is not yours. Now, you might be in the battle, but the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. You try fighting it without God. And you watch how the outcome will happen in your life. Daniel had some battles. This was not the first time that he had met with conflict or trouble or trials or circumstances. And it certainly was not going to be the last time, but Daniel knew the worth of prayer. Some theologians say that he's probably at the age of 82, we don't know the exact age, but we know that he is later on in years because there's been a transition from the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar down to this king that we now call Darius. He's now the ruler. So that's a long period of time. And all during that time, Daniel had to pray. Ask yourself, how often do I pray? What do I pray for? But then, what do I expect to happen as a result of my prayers? God is a prayer answering God. God is a prayer answering God. He knows what you need before you even ask Him, but He says, you need to ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. I believe that Daniel used that time to prepare himself, to get himself ready, knowing what was going to happen in the next few hours. Daniel didn't just wring his hands as if it's hopeless, nor did he say, I'm an old man, I might as well go ahead and give up. Daniel kept on praying. Let me encourage you today, keep on praying. Keep on praying. So we shall see in these scriptures that he had a habit of praying three times a day. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. And I'm not talking about praying over your meal. That's fine. You're giving thanks. I get that. But Daniel had some serious conversations with his Lord because he needed him. I would suggest to you that you start having some conversations with God. Dr. Charles Stanley has a book entitled Prayers, late Dr. Charles Stanley, Prayer, Conversations with God. Talking with God. Clavon Little wrote a hymn, just a little talk with Jesus would make it right. Doesn't mean that you're going to get everything you want, but it means that you are now saying, God, you're in control. You rule everything. Daniel had some serious conversations. He talked with God, and the Lord showed him how to interpret dreams. He talked with God, and the Lord showed him the future of what was going to happen in the kingdoms of this world. He talked with God, and mysteries were revealed to him. He talked with God, and the Lord moved him along the ladder of progression in a strange land. Now, if God can do that with Daniel, think about what God can do with you and me if we would simply call on the Lord and ask him to lead us and guide us. Prayer is a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing. Someone said that prayer changes things. How many of y'all believe that? Amen. I'm going to answer back. I'm going to holler back at you and say, prayer changes you. Now, God doesn't need to change. We're the ones that need to change. Now, and when I get on my knees, I expect him to do something with me. And ladies and gentlemen, he did. He did. I remember my initial prayer. I say, now a whole bunch of time I call on him, Lord, I need the 911 prayer. How many of y'all prayed those 911 prayers? Just call him up and tell him what you want. But I remember the initial prayer where the Lord honored it was when I asked him to wash away my sin. Guess what God did? He purged my heart, made me into a new creature. And I've been a child of God ever since. How about that? Have you done that? Have you, those online, have you done that? Have you called upon him? That's the best prayer that you can pray. And that is the prayer that puts you in contact with the Lord. When you fall on your knees and say, God, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. Would you come into my life? And God will do just that. He honored that prayer. He will honor everyone's prayer. Daniel prayed. That's the whole point. He prayed. And we get to chapter 6 of Daniel, and we think, oh, the Lord just delivered him from the lion's den. Daniel had to be ready. He had to be prepared. And what I'm telling you, that lion's den may not always be the roaring creatures that's threatening you. It could be a problem that you're facing that is about to consume you. And sometimes you can grow your own lions. Y'all missed that one. Sometimes you can allow your own attitude to rule your life to the point now it's out of control. Every time you turn around, you roar. Are y'all listening to me in here? Sometimes you can let your jealousy of other folk grow like a lion and it'll eat you up. Are y'all listening? Sometimes you can let worry get on your shoulder. Sure enough, that's a bad line. Little small stuff get on your nerve. It ain't nothing but a flat tire, and you trying to look at everything exploding in your life. Somebody look at somebody and say, watch the lion. You got stuff growling at you all the time. And what are you doing? Getting scared. Being threatened. Instead of you allowing God to move in your life and say, Lord, you show me what you need to do. And that's what Daniel did. He had some serious conversations with his Lord. And you know what God would tell him? No matter what problem he faced, you know what God would reassure him? Daniel, I'm always bigger than anything else. I am the God that made the universe and everything in it, and I'm the God that's talking with you. If you don't discover anything else in prayer, you need to settle on that fact that your God is great. He's greater than the grief you're facing. Greater than the tragedies that you've had to go through. Didn't he bring you through it? Do you ever think that he's going to fail? Have that confidence in God. There are certain things that we call barriers. And Dr. Stanley brought out something very, very interesting. He said, now, what you're doing in prayer is not so much conversating. You're listening to God's voice. And you want to be able to hear the Father's voice. You want to be able to hear him above the noise of the world. You want to be able to hear him more than any other thing that could be speaking into your life. The devil is speaking threats to you like a roaring lion. But greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Please believe that. That's what you're praying about. Amen. That's why you call on him. Yes. Because you know that he's absolutely the greatest. Muhammad Ali had this thing that when he would get in the ring, he would taunt his opponents. And his favorite words were, Reverend Gibbons, I'm the greatest. Now the opponent, Sonny Liston or whoever else was fighting against him, they're feeling some kind of way because this guy is shouting, I'm the greatest. And what would he do? He'd knock them out because they got mad. You say, what does that have to do with prayer? Every time you get in the ring with a problem, you got to remember which corner you came out of. I just came from God's corner. I just had a little talk with God. And no matter what I'm going through, God told me I'm going to make it. Every time that Daniel would get up off his knees, he didn't get up and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. He got up and said, God, I know what you're going to do. That's the kind of confidence that you and I need to have in our living God. And if you miss that in prayer, you've missed an opportunity to talk to your Father. If you feel in the same kind of way you did when you got up from prayer, you didn't pray. Get back down there. Because it's serious. Daniel got the news. Let's go into the courtroom. Let's go into the courtroom. These guys had brought up, and it says the presidents or the three main leaders, the three main governors. Two of them. One of them was Daniel. But the other two led the whole conspiracy. Man, Daniel is getting ready to be promoted over every one of us. He's going to be second to the king. And he's going to be telling us what to do. And they got mad. They got mad. Don't y'all look around the room. No. Don't look at nobody. Look straight up here. Look straight ahead. Jealousy hurts people. Everybody is worried about, you know, my dog bigger than your dog. My dog bigger than your. Who cares? All of us are small in the eyes of God. Amen. And you got to understand that. But there are always going to be people, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your home, there's always going to be people, for what reason or ever, they're out to get you. Rather than you feeling threatened, know that prayer is your canopy. Amen. Know that God is watching over you every single day of your life. They got the law approved. They got it pushed through that outlawed prayer to anyone else except to the king. Now, of course, that's going to fit the king's ego. Hey, bowing down to me, making your request to me. Hey, that makes me look, you know, I'm feeling kind of important now. He signed the law and made it a decree. Now, Daniel could have said, Lord, we're going to have to put some things on pause for the next 30 days because these boys out here to get me and, you know, he could have done that. But as he had done from the time that he was a young man, he purposed in his heart. What did he purpose in his heart? I'm not going to eat the food that the king's eating because he's sacrificing that to idols. I don't believe in idols. I believe in the living God. I believe that Daniel also purposed in his heart at an early age, I'm going to pray. I can't control anything except the fact that I can go to my God. I can tell him what's on my heart and mind. I can listen for his instruction. And Daniel said, nobody's going to take that away from me unless you take my last breath. That's how devoted he was. That's how committed he was. You got to understand that having the true treasure of your faith is the greatest treasure in life. Having the true treasure of your faith is your greatest treasure in life. What do I mean by that? Don't go to God asking him, Lord, just give me riches. What you gonna do with them? Lord, just give me multitude of years. How you gonna live them without him? Right. Nothing wrong with years. Nothing wrong with having resources. But if you don't put God in charge of everything you have, guess what? It came and it went. Are y'all still here? And let me know you're still in bed. Holler back at me. What are the barriers? What are the things that we have to watch out for? What are the things that we need to be aware of, which Daniel said, I'm not going to allow these things to dominate my life. Number one on the list is people. Everybody say people. Why are people problems? Because they're imperfect. Y'all get that? I know y'all think highly of Reverend Coleman. You think, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced cheese. Some of y'all going, nah. And I don't blame you. My wife knows me better than anyone else. But God knows me best. God knows me best. People can keep you from praying. People, folks that you've got in your life, can keep you from praying. Why? You think you're praying because you're going to God and you're telling on them. Lord, let me just tell you what they did now. That's not praying. Did you listen to how the Bible described Daniel's prayer? He gave thanks. Have you listened to how the Lord tells us we need to pray? When you pray, don't say, my wife, my husband, my kids. He said, say, our Father. I know I'm getting on some of y'all's nerve. I know y'all probably saying, Reverend Coleman, please now, just move on. No, we got to go down that road. We got to go down that rabbit trail. Why? Because you're allowing people to steal your time with prayer. Amen? And so a lot of times we expect to get a prayer through, but what's dominating us are these types of problems. Even when you go to God and you're so concerned about something that's going on in your life that you can't properly address him, you're going to miss your blessing. Because unless your God is glorified in your life, there's not much that's going to happen because your faith depends on how much you give him glory and how much you honor him in prayer. When you honor him in prayer, something rises up in your heart, this gift called faith, that when you get up off your knees, you're now saying, God, I'm ready now. I'm ready to face that habit. I'm ready to face that need. I'm ready to face the storm. Why? Because I believe I got something on the inside that can work on the outside. Is there anybody in here that know what I'm talking about? You got to stop bowing down to people and bow down to your God. Lord, my boss is getting on my last nerve. That ain't praying. It's not praying. Daniel knew how to pray, and he did not allow people to keep him from praying. Next one, I got to move on. Problems, problem, problem, problem. Y'all say problem. Everybody got them. You got problem more than you got lint in your corner of your house. You got problems. But is that going to control you? You got to think about it. Why did God Almighty bring me to this problem? And I know he ain't going to leave me. I'm talking to you now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I got on your nerves the last time, but I'm talking to you right now. Have you ever stopped to think why God Almighty would bring you in front of this issue that you're now facing if it wasn't for the fact that he's getting ready to do something? He didn't ask you for your opinion. All he asked you to do, just be faithful. Did y'all hear me? Just be faithful. Miss Cabler, you could come against the greatest need and you say, God, I don't understand it. I try to worship you. I try to honor you. And now I'm in this problem. I'm in this thing right now. Don't know what I'm going to do, but my eye is on you. And guess where his eye is? His eye is on the sparrow. Y'all didn't hear that. It skipped right over your head. See, problems lead to fear. But God over your problem leads to faith. Amen. Here's what I believe. Thank you, Lord. Here's what I believe. When you come before God and you got an issue, what he does is he lays out the blueprint. I used to work in a factory. And what they would do, whenever they had an issue with the product, they would lay out the blueprint. They would say, here's what the blueprint says. Let me measure it. Let me see if it fits the blueprint. And if it doesn't, they would send it back to the shop and work on it. I'm about to shout at you. Sometimes when God puts you in those situations, he's comparing you with the blueprint. And he says, I'm working on you. God, what are you doing with this issue right now? I'm trimming you off. I'm cutting off some things so I can add some things. I'm going to do something in you, but you got to hold still. You can mess up a good haircut if you don't hold. Look, it's about to tell him, hold still. Hold. I might have to come back to this sermon next Sunday. People, problems, and the other one that gets us, pride. Many times, I have wasted good prayer time, Tammy. I wasted good prayer time. What I'm doing? God, I thought I was your boy. Now look at what's going on. Look at how I messed up. Look. That's pride. Anytime you go to God and you're trying to prove to him that you his child, that's pride. He already knows you. He's numbered the hairs on your head. God already knows you. He knows every detail about your life. You don't need to tell him who you are. You need to tell him who he is. You need to lift your hand to him and say, God, I'm a nobody, but I tell you what, I serve a somebody, and that makes me somebody because, Lord, you're the one that brought me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Ain't no harm of telling what he's done for you because now you're boasting on the Lord and not trying to prove your point. Are y'all listening today? Never come to the God that we serve with your strength. Lord, I'm going to do this if you give me power. Wait, that whole sentence doesn't make sense. I'm going to do such and such if you give me power. Why not just ask him to do it? And you go along to just say, I'm just riding with you now. Saw on a bumper sticker, somebody had on their car, God is my co-pilot. Guess what? Y'all in trouble. My uncle got pulled over for a ticket, and he had that on his bumper sticker, and he was intoxicated, all right? Yeah, I got them folks in my family, too, yeah. He was intoxicated. And the policeman actually said, now, you know how fast you're driving? I don't know. What do you know? He said, God and my co-pilot. He said, well, I tell you what, you and God, get in the car with me, because y'all, you like that one off? That's pretty good, huh? That pride, it'll get you down every time. It'll cause you to think that you're actually better than what you really are. Your very next breath, your very next heartbeat, very next thought that goes through your mind, God has descended. Guess what? He loved you. He loved us enough that he would wake you early this morning. You don't know how many times death circled your bed saying, God, let me get them. And you know what the Lord said? No. This is not their day to die. This is their day to live. Look at somebody and say, it's my day to live. Say it like you're glad you're alive. My day to live. When Daniel got up off his knees, David, guess what God said to him? Daniel, you're not on the menu for the lions today. Some of y'all missed that. I'm about to shout up. I'm telling you. Daniel went to the courtroom where they brought the charges. Daniel, did you defy the king's decree? Well, if you consider praying, I prayed. I was minding my own business. You intruded into a personal conversation. No, Daniel wasn't. He wasn't belligerent. He wasn't. As a matter of fact, we don't hear him saying anything during the trial. Are y'all listening? That reminds me of Jesus. When they brought him into the courtroom before Herod and then Pilate, Pilate asked him, ain't you going to say nothing? Jesus said, nope. As a lamb that is dumb before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth. You ain't got to say anything if you got a big God backing you up. You don't have to say, put him up. God has already showed you. He didn't bring you this far. Some of y'all go shout before you get out of here. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Yes, it may not be easy. My way may get hard. I may have to limp because I can't walk like I used to. But guess what? I'm going to limp and I'm going to get there because my God is on my side. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. Somebody shout yes up in here. Somebody shout yes up in here. It reminds me of Jesus. AJ, when he was there before Pilate, he said, I don't have to worry about it. I've already prayed about it. And when you prayed about it, when you put it in God's hand, what's that insurance company? What's that insurance company? Come on now. If you don't pay your premium, oh, single. But guess what? When you get in the master's hand, you know that he's a way maker. You know that he's a friend. You know that he didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Shout yes, somebody. Here was Daniel, and the king tried to set him free. But see, it wasn't up to the king. It was to the King of Kings. Are y'all listening to me? Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and the lions were ready for Daniel. But guess what? Before they could get to him, something showed up. I said something showed up in the lion's den. Who is it? Who is it? Daniel said, look, God has sent an angel, and the angel has shut the lion's mouth. Do I have a witness here? One of these old days, while you praying about your need, God's going to shut up the lion. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? In the Bible, they called him the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Let me explain to you. In other words, you got lions over here, but they're not the big bad lion. Y'all didn't get it. You got lions, But they're not the biggest lion. When Jesus, the pre-incarnate Christ, stepped down into that lion's den, all of the other lions, they just got their little roar. But when Jesus opened his mouth and said, I'm the lion of the tribe of Judah, get out of his way. Do I have a witness here? Miss Kaplan, all the other lions went over in the corner because they knew ain't no way you're gonna fight that lion. And when God steps into your lion's den, he'll make all of those other things. Because he's your victory. He's your strength. He's your shield. Now guess what? King, but well, he's been crying all night long. Oh, I hope Daniel's all right. I hope Daniel's all right. Came out to the den the next morning. And the King James Version said, he asked in a lamentable voice, which means he had tears there. Oh, Daniel, is your God able? Read his exact words. I'm not going to quote him in my own words. He said to the king, he said, now king, my God, not me, not my mother, not my brother, but my God, I wish I had a witness here, has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Because therefore, for as much as before him, I was innocent, and I'm also innocent in your eyes. I haven't done a thing except stand up for Jesus. And when you stand up for Jesus, when you stand up for him, he's going to stand by you. I'm done. By the way, y'all come on, y'all get ready. By the way, they wanted a royal decree that would last. That one didn't last because here was one man that the lions did not eat. And the king wrote, look at the end of chapter 6 of Daniel. King had to write another law. He had to sign another decree. And you know what the decree is? Here we go. He said, I, Darius, make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed. Then the king said, nobody can deliver like this God. Can y'all say yes? I'm done. I had to skip over some stuff, but I'm done. I'm finished. Key takeaways. Daniel had problems. Look at somebody tell him, I got problems. Daniel had problems. But guess what? Look at somebody tell him, I'm going to pray. Daniel prayed. I'm summarizing that. Daniel will sit down in a minute, but I can't sit down because something is on the inside moving all over me. God is real to me. Daniel. That same one that got thrown into the lion's den. The king said, I got a promotion for you. But he didn't know that Daniel has already been promoted. He was a child of the living God. Look at somebody, stick out your chest and say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. You can get through your problem. You got to it. And you can now get through it. May not be easy. May have to cry. But God's going to get you through it. This little prayer. Say this, then I'm going to give the invitation. They're going to sing a song. But say this with me. Dear Lord, God, help us to pray to you in good times and in bad times. We acknowledge our need of your presence. We also acknowledge our sin and unfaithfulness. Please forgive us, oh God. Grant us your strength to face our challenges in life. May those challenges lead us to honor you and glorify you. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Do you love him? Going to give the invitation. Amen. Sister Horn is going to bless us now.
Love my enemies. Lord, it makes me love my enemies. so good right now. Yeah. What is this?
What is this?
Makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is.
Whatever.
The lion's den. You know, we are all in this together. I remember, it's amazing, Pastor, that this past week I worked hard, put my money in the bank, and discovered that somebody wanted it more than I did. And they are so bold, they even called me to tell them, give it to them. Called scam. So we are all in it together. Thank you for the message. We all need to pray. Father, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the message that you have given to us. We know that as Daniel did, we all need to pray more. We need to seek your guidance. We need to seek your face. And dear God, we need to rely on you, because our confidence, oh God, must be in you and you alone and nothing else. So we thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger, how you've used them to speak to our hearts and how the Holy Spirit communicate to us this message. So help us as we leave this sanctuary so that we can go out and share with others your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for the offering. We thank you, O God, that you have given us again an opportunity to participate. Maybe it is the only opportunity that some of us may have, and that is to demonstrate our love for you in giving. So we thank you for that privilege, and we ask that you bless it, O God, so that men and women, boys and girls, may continue to hear your word proclaimed wherever they are and accept Jesus. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. Let the church say amen.